Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agalandagay. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even MP3 player. You know, there are so many different titles to choose from. Are you a fan of The Hobbit? Well, they have The Hobbit audiobook. And also Divergent, the brand new hit movie Divergent by Veronica Roth. Well, it's on there too. So you can just head over. And again, you can get a free audiobook download. It could be one of those, whether it's The Hobbit or Divergent. You might have seen the movies. Well, now read the books. Again, just head over to audibletrial.com/agalandagay. This is episode 22 of A Gal and a Gay, and this is our recap of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
The Purple Wedding.
The Purple Wedding, yes. If you haven't seen it, major spoilers, major, major spoilers. So stop listening right now if you don't want to know, if you haven't seen it. So this was a big episode, one very large, amazing thing happened. So yeah, you've been warned. So
let's get started.
Yeah, so A Gal and a Gay, this is our Game of Thrones podcast.
Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. It's our Game of Thrones podcast, episode 2 of season 4, The Lion and the Rose.
Right.
So, yeah.
Quite an episode to be
episode
2.
Absolutely. I know. Really. They're starting things off with a bang, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, if this is any indication of what the rest of the episodes are going to be.
Really, though.
There's a lot.
If this is episode 2 is going to be like, what is episode like 9 or 10 going to be?
Right.
Right?
Apparently, episode 9 is a doozy. That's what.
Well, last season, episode 9 was a doozy, too.
Right.
So.
That is true.
I can see that happening.
So, yeah, this is our second Game of Thrones podcast for this season. We have not read the books.
No,
I've read the Wikipedia, but not the books.
I have read Wikipedia, too. And I have read certain things about the series, like the book series, too. So, I still don't know everything that happens, but, you know, yeah. So, we haven't read the books, so, you know, we're just going off what we've seen on the show and what we've seen on the internet. So, yeah. So, we don't claim to be experts, but, you know, we're fans, so.
Right, yeah. Big fans. And I think, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, many times if a book is being made into a movie and I've already read the book, I don't necessarily enjoy the movie as much.
Yeah,
because I'm always... All I keep thinking about is, okay, was that in the book?
Yeah.
Or why did they do this different than the book?
Why is this different? Why didn't they put this part in? Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. So, you know, and I think watching this series makes me want to read the books. And you know, and I typically am not into the fantasy genre, but because this show is so good, I would actually give these books a shot. So, you know, I think it'd be...
They're long books.
They're very long, I know.
And they're, I mean, from what I understand, it's the, each chapter is from the point of view of a character.
Yes, that's what I hear too.
So you could go an entire book and only have one or two chapters of your character. So, and it's obviously their point of view, so you're not really getting the full understanding of a scene. And then several chapters later, it'll be from the point of view of another character. I don't think that's for me.
I know.
It's a little too confusing.
I mean, I do kind of want to read the books, but I think I need to go, like, I need to mentally prepare to read them, because,
You've got too much TV to watch.
I know, really, though. I know. Really... That's my problem. I really love TV, and I like to read, but sometimes I just don't feel like reading. I just want to watch TV, so.
And watch episodes like this.
I know, exactly.
It was good. And they started the episode with... Ramsay,
yes.
And Reek and some girl.
Yeah, some girl. And they're chasing some poor peasant girl through the woods.
With dogs. And that was kind of a creepy scene. And this Ramsay guy, I think he could be
our
new bat.
Psychotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he enjoys torturing people, obviously, because he teased the one who tortured Theon last season and, you know, cut off his manhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. This guy has some serious problems, and it seems like his daddy isn't paying enough attention to him.
Yeah, I know.
Or he's not.
Well, he's a bastard. He's just like Jon Snow. His name is Ramsay Snow. And so I think he's trying to prove himself constantly, and his dad's just not really all that into him, so.
Yeah, and the one thing you just mentioned about Theon is no longer Theon.
Yes, Theon goes by Reek, because he's been so psychologically damaged by the torture Ramsay's done to him. Like, he's kind of just broken down and really doesn't even think about, you know, himself as Theon anymore. He's just Reek, so.
He was tortured so much.
Tortured so much, yeah.
And from the previously on, at the beginning of this episode, it kind of went back to when he was tortured last season. And you can see the physical change in the actor, because obviously I think he was a little more filled out. He was probably a little more muscular. And he's lost some weight. You can really tell in his face.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how different
he
looks. So I don't know. I'm sure that was probably a conscious effort.
Yes, but you know, in this you know episode, you see, you know, he's now Ramsay's like pet. Like, he'll do anything Ramsay wants him to do. And Ramsay shows his father that, you know, he makes Reek shave him. And then he's like talking about killing Jon Snow, or like Jon Snow's dead, and not Jon Snow, Robb Stark, sorry.
Rob Stark, right. That's what I meant to say.
Stark is dead. And he was talking about that and that sort of thing. And like, Reek didn't do anything. He just kept shaving him.
Right.
So.
And he had the perfect opportunity to slow
Exactly.
Down. So this week, we didn't watch the episode together. I watched it by myself. That night. But I had my hands over my eyes during that, because I'm like, I want him to slit his
throat. I really was hoping that he would.
But man,
he didn't.
Right.
I know. He didn't do it. And I was like, oh, he missed such a... But that just shows how broken Theon is at this point, because he's just, you know...
Yeah. He could have taken out this guy who completely tortured him and took away his manhood.
He's
broken, and he doesn't have it in him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that's when Ramsay makes Theon tell him, you know, that he didn't actually kill the two younger Stark boys, that he'd killed just some farmer kids, and that, you know, they're still probably out there. And so his father, pretty much, you know, they're like, well, you know, they're probably they might be at Castle Black with Jon Snow. So they're going that way to look for these kids, I believe. Right. So that'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Yeah. So that was just, Ramsay is nuts.
Right.
I don't know. And they, we didn't say this, but they let those dogs just like maul that poor girl they were chasing them just for fun. I don't know. And whoever that chick was, I don't know who the girl was with them, but.
Right. Well, she was into it.
She was into it. So
match made in heaven.
Right absolutely. There. Exactly. Perfect she was pair. Enjoying hunting this girl and shooting her with arrows and everything. So there's some crazies in this series.
So it looks like they're on their way to way up north to, what is it? Dreadfort. Or that's where they were.
That's where they were at Dreadfort.
But now they're on their way to find Jon Snow.
Yeah, Jon Snow and the kids.
They think that he might be hiding the boys.
The boys.
Which, obviously, we know that he's not. And it'll be...
Well, and then Ramsay's dad was mad about him
torturing
Theon because they could have used him as hostage. And so, but Ramsay's like, I did this for you. To prove us, you know, to our house. And his dad's like, well, you're not really a part of our house. And so Ramsay was sad. anyway.
But so now Ramsay has the army, and he's taking them to reclaim the fortress from the Greyjoys. And so now he's on another mission, and who knows what kind of terror he's going
to
unleash.
Absolutely.
Between then and the time he gets there. So, and then I think before we get to the wedding, before we get to everything at King's Landing,
We'll talk about
we had a We went to the beach.
The beach. Oh, yeah. Dragonstone. Yeah, Dragonstone with Melisandre. It's crazy, Melisandre.
It is.
I just like that name.
Melisandre. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So the scene is they're on the beach and they're sacrificing people for the fire god or whatever.
Lord of Light.
That's right, the Lord of Light. So they burn these people to stake as a sacrifice, and you see what's his name, Stannis's wife.
Yeah.
Who is, you know, a little off.
Oh, you don't watch Orange is the New Black?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
She reminds me of the crazy methed out biatch.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
A little bit, yeah. Her face is a little messy, yeah. You're right.
I had meth back in that time.
She is a little messy, you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's very kind of crazy and whatever, but one of the people who were sacrificed was her brother, her own brother, because he was like, I don't believe in your stupid god or whatever, so they sacrificed him for that. Mm. So, and she's totally cool with it. She's like, this had to be done.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Seems like they're all really nuts.
Well, yeah.
At Dragonstone.
Dragonstone and Davos, you know, who is Stannis's, like, you know, whatever, right-hand man, is just not into this. You know, he's
right.
Like, we really shouldn't be messing with this black magic to try and overtake a kingdom. At some point, I think he says that, like, you know, kingdoms weren't won with magic or whatever, so.
Right. But they're going to be won with dragons.
Yeah, exactly. Magic.
Yeah.
You mean dragons.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, so, yeah, Davos is just not into Melisandre and her whole thing, but Stannis is really into it for whatever reason, and it's so weird. And remember that, was it last season when Stannis' wife finds out that he had sex with Melisandre and she had his smoke demon baby?
Oh, right.
But she was totally cool with it. She's
yeah.
Like, yeah, well, you know, we've been trying. And then she had all those babies in the jars.
Oh,
remember?
Right.
Like, she's off.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Because there's been several episodes since we've seen
her. So she's a little
nuts.
Because
she's been too busy doing that.
But I guess the point is she's tried to have sons before and they've all died, I guess, in birth or whatever.
Oh, right,
and that's
right.
Why she keeps them in the jars. But they have their daughter who is deformed. She has like scaly skin or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is she like part dragon?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, what is this? Like, they don't really, I mean, they show her, but they haven't really explained what's wrong with her or what that is.
And why.
Why, exactly.
What was he diddling in?
Exactly. So, I mean, I hope we'll kind of figure out. Find that out eventually.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. But, like, the mom doesn't like her daughter. She's just, like,
oh, right.
Not
she's,
even her daughter. But
well,
Stannis, you know.
Locked up.
Yeah, exactly. She's locked up, so I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah. So anyway, so we went from there to Bran.
Bran, yeah.
And Hodor.
Hodor.
I did, you know,
oh, wait, let's go back. Remember when Melisandre's talking to the girl?
Oh,
yeah, we forgot about that part. Yeah. But she's telling her about there's only one God, and that's the Lord of Light or whatever.
Oh, right. And there's only one hell.
That's right. And we're in hell right now.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So
that's where we live.
Yeah. That's where we live. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, so Melisandre is obviously trying to get this girl on her side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I do like the kind of the black magic thing. It's crazy, but, like,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe something crazy will happen with that. I'm sure it will.
Well,
so.
I'm sure she's up to something.
Oh, yeah. She's
having demon babies.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's going to come to it. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. So, anyway, now we go to Bronn.
Right.
Bronn, north of the wall now.
And Hodor. Right.
And the two other kids he's with. I forget.
Did you
name.
Think it was him? Because we had that point of view shot about him eating or hunting that deer.
Yeah. No, I figured it was him inside the wolf. Yeah. Yeah. I just assumed, well, I mean, especially just given the viewpoint and everything, I pretty much assumed it was him inside the wolf.
And, oh, right, the dire wolf.
Yeah, the dire wolf. So, you know, apparently he's been doing this a lot where he wargs out and just goes off in the wolf's body and And he wakes up. They finally pull him and, you know, wake him up. And they're like, you can't be doing this all the time, Bron. Like, you're going to get... Apparently can get trapped in the mind of whatever. Or something like that.
Yeah, the creature.
Of the creature you're warging. I don't know if that's the word. But it's just interesting, so...
Well, and she was also saying what I thought was interesting, how important he is. Mm-hmm. Remember how important he is to them? Mm-hmm. And, I want to know, like, what role is he going to play in the eventual...
Yeah, and they haven't really explained that much of what those two's deal is, like, why they found him. Like, I want to know why they're kind of, because they really haven't explained a whole lot of why they hunted him down, what they need him for, so...
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I mean, obviously, he sees the future or whatever. Maybe that's why, but it's still a little strange. And really haven't touched on that, I don't think. So,
Well, and then we have... they came to that tree.
That tree with the face.
And so... What is it? A weirwood.
Weirwood tree.
Yeah. And so he touches the tree. Yeah. And I think in the books... From what I understand, Wikipedia and all this stuff, I think the trees talk to him. And so this is a way that the show is kind of without everyone else around, and Bron's having a conversation with the tree. You know, he connects with the tree.
Gotcha.
He has that vision with the swarm of crows.
Yeah, he sees the three-eyed raven. He sees his father.
Right.
Being led to his execution.
Sharpening the ice.
The Red Keep abandoned, covered in snow. And then he sees a shadow of a dragon flying over King's Landing. I know.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. So,
watch out, King's Landing. They're going to arrive.
And then there was a voice that
said...
But
it was only one dragon, too.
It was only one dragon, that's true. It was only one dragon, so... But it was a very large dragon. But during the vision, somebody, like, he hears a voice saying, look for me beneath the tree, north.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and so then he just says, I know where we have to go, so I guess he's going further north?
Yeah, must be.
I guess?
And I think there are more of these trees.
Yes, because...
There was the one...
Yeah, the one in Winterfell, isn't there?
Winterfell,
yeah, there's one in Winterfell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean... We'll see where that goes.
Yeah. He's definitely on a mission.
He's on a mission, and I hope we find out what that mission is eventually. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, let's get to get to King's Landing.
Now, here's where all the good stuff happens.
Yeah.
King's Landing. Obviously, they're preparing for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's that day, and they really kind of just almost get to the wedding pretty quickly.
Right.
You know.
Well, you had the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, the kind of the rehearsal dinner, I guess. I don't know,
call it.
Where they're all eating dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they say there.
Right, well, Tyrion offers him the Book of Wisdom.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And then he gets the...
Joffrey.
Then he gets the Val...
The Valyrian steel sword.
Steel.
His grandpa gives him that. Of course, he's all excited. And then he chops up the book that Tyrion gave him. So, because Joffrey's a jerk.
He's supposed to be a young boy, but
still a jerk.
You would think Cersei should have some kind of control.
Mm-hmm.
But she's crazy in her own...
Oh, yeah. And she's super jealous of his new wife.
Marjorie.
Yeah, I can remember.
Yeah, does not like her at all.
Is this the scene where she says, you know, all the food from our feast will go to the poor?
Right.
River? She, like,
and then Cersei.
And then Cersei goes and tells, you go give it to the kennel or give it to the dogs or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, really? And she's, I'm still the queen or whatever. You listen to me. Yeah. So, again, Cersei just being a bitch.
Right. the one scene I really enjoyed was the scene between, Tywin and Marjorie's grandma.
Oh, yeah! me too.
I'm like, they're flirting.
I know, when they were sitting there talking to each other, like walking. Oh, yeah, I agree. That was a great scene.
Right.
Because Grandma Tyrell is amazing. Right, I really like her.
Me too.
She's sassy and funny. Yeah, I really like her. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I agree. That was a really, like, a really...
Alina,
yes. Yeah. A little, I think they call her the Queen of Thorns.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a good scene. I agree. That whole time I was like, this is amazing. I really love this. Oh, and then, we see Jamie, you know, this is when, I guess, is it Tyrion and Jamie are talking? Yeah, where he's like, I can't fight anymore. I'm really super depressed because I don't have my hand. And then he gets his, Bronn too. Is it Bronn?
Yeah,
Bronn. Yeah, it's Bronn.
There's Bronn.
The cell sword, as they call him. Why are there so many similar names in this show?
Come on, George.
Your tune is confusing us. Yeah, his name is Bronn. Yes, I don't remember. Yeah, but anyway, his cell sword, the guy who helps Tyrion, he gets him to start training Jamie with his left hand. So, yeah.
So that's nice. You kind of see a little bit of brotherly love.
I'm starting to like Jamie a lot. Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Jamie. So, you know. But yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, by the end of the episode, you're sort of really feeling bad for Jamie.
Yeah, you really feel bad for Jamie. Absolutely. So, kind of. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, and there's, well, then we have the wedding, and it's really, you know.
Oh, right.
Everybody's there.
Everyone's there, and I read something like this is the largest gathering of a large number of cast members since the very first season. Yeah, it's been that long. Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So, and you know, it was quite a spectacle.
Yes. Marjorie looked really pretty.
She did.
Although her hair was crazy.
Huge!
The whole time I was thinking it. Oh my god, that reminds me. I saw this link where, I should have sent it to you, but somebody put like a bunch of Game of Thrones gifts with Mean Girls quotes.
Oh, really?
And they show her and it's like, her hair's full of secrets. It's like so big. I meant to send that to you, and I just forgot. But yeah, that's why your hair's so big.
Right.
But yeah, I thought it was funny. Anyway, yeah, her hair was huge. Her dress was very pretty. But yeah, she finally. I mean, they get married. And obviously, nobody looks really happy for the couple.
No one in that crowd. No one. It's
very somber.
Right.
But weddings weren't a joyous thing, I guess, back then. They were political moves. So, watching Joffrey and Margaery kiss.
Oh, too, I know.
I just couldn't. It was unpleasant. Very
unpleasant. That's right. I thought that too. Yeah. But you know, they got to the wedding. I mean, we still had more than a half hour to go.
Yeah, I know. That's
and
what
and the wedding ceremony is really short.
Yeah, the ceremony itself was very short.
And I'm like,
that part, yeah.
God, how much longer?
I know.
And, I mean, there were parts that I think were a little stretched out. I think because they were just trying to throw us off guard. Because everyone knew that something big was going to happen.
Something big was going to happen.
If you didn't know what was going to happen, you knew something was going to happen. Because weddings are not a fun occasion. On Game of Thrones.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you definitely don't want George R. R. Martin to be your wedding planner. Yeah.
I saw something on online too where it was a picture of George R. R. Martin and it said like worst wedding planner ever.
Oh really?
It's really funny. Oh, the internet, it's so funny.
It is.
Even though there's a million spoilers if you don't know things, but
right. It
was hilarious. Anyway, you know, they have the whole wedding and everything, and then they go to the wedding feast, and
quite a feast from what I read, like, in the book, it's, like, supposed to be, like, 77 courses or something. It's, like, a whole...
What?
Yeah, it's, like, a huge all-day kind of thing, so...
How is that even possible? That's
right.
Seven... That's crazy.
Yeah. And also I read that Jamie, in the books, Jamie wasn't at the wedding. He arrived after the wedding.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they're changing things up.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a smart move to bring him to the wedding. Because then you had that scene between Cersei and Brienne.
I know. Oh my God. We'll get to that. I know. Well, I guess, you know, they're there and they're talking and everything. I mean, they're there for the feast, and again, nobody looks particularly happy. Except for Joffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's so
bastard.
Such a bastard. Really, though.
Like, right.
They have those, I guess there's a band playing or whatever. And there's some sort of, they're like a real band. I forget who they're called, but they're a popular band, whoever they are.
Oh, and they were doing,
they're on the show. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I read about that somewhere. Excuse me, I don't know. I'm not real up to, I guess I'm not real up on the music scene, but apparently they are a popular band who showed up on the show. Anyway, they're singing, and then Joffrey turns a little dick and throws money at him and whatever, so whatever. And then, is that when the people come up and give their congratulations?
Yes.
Is that when Brienne comes up?
Yes, that's...
That is when Brienne...
Because that's between the parade of the dwarves.
Yeah, that's right. That's before the parade of dwarves.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Brienne comes up and says, whatever. Hope you have a good marriage or whatever.
Right.
And then...
Oh, yeah, Margaery was really nice to her, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And Joffrey, obviously, was...
Joffrey was a dick to her. And then that's when Cersei, like...
like she took her kind of away, and then,
again, Cersei being
and then
just
Jamie's
a bitch.
Watching.
I know
the whole
Jamie's
time.
Watching the whole time, and Cersei, Cersei doesn't want anything to do with Jamie anymore, but she's still jealous of Brienne,
right?
And she accuses Brienne of being in love with Jamie, which is crazy. But Brienne was like, he saved my life, because she says, oh, thanks for bringing my brother back. And she said, oh, well, he saved me. And, you're in love with him or whatever.
Right.
And Brienne didn't say anything.
But the look on her face.
I know. I really like Brienne.
I do, too.
And I think Jamie, I don't know if they're in love, but I think Jamie does care about Brienne now. So.
Yeah.
And Cersei's just a bitch. Like.
I know. Well, and then, yeah. There's a lot of fallout from this wedding.
Yes.
And there are going to be a lot of people in Cersei's crosshairs.
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling Brienne's going to be one of them.
I feel like it, too. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was that whole scene where the grandmother talks to Sansa.
Oh, yeah.
About I'm very sorry about your dad.
Who
kills somebody during wedding. That's just a horrible thing. So... Again, I like grandma.
Right.
Like her a lot. So, and I've read some theories online. I'm not going to go into it, but I've read some theories online about that scene. There's some interesting things that happened if you go back.
Well, it's all of, again, huge spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But it's Sansa's necklace.
Yeah, Sansa's necklace.
That she got from that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
The guy, who gave her the necklace. Yeah.
But we should learn pretty soon who was behind it.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know if there are a couple people that kind of...
Yeah, I read a few things who, I guess in the book it was a couple different people, but I don't know if it's going to be that in the show. Right.
I bet it will.
I think so, too.
I think Grandma had it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Grandma had a hand. Anyway, before we get to the best scene of the whole show, they're celebrating or whatever, and then, freaking Joffrey brings out, they have that giant pie.
the bird pie.
Yeah, anyway, they bring out the dwarves first, and they're all, they're all dressed as the different kings, and they're acting out, which is just a shitty thing. Like one of them's like Robb Stark, and he gets killed, and so Sansa's there watching the whole thing, obviously upset, and it's just, again, and Joffrey's the only one who's laughing at it.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate Joffrey.
13-year-old boy. 13-year-old boy.
I know. just such a jerk thing. But then that's when finally the pie comes out, and that kind of stops everything, and they cut the pie, and all these doves come out. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And there were some doves that didn't make it.
Yeah, some doves didn't make it because of the sword.
Right.
And then that's when we get to the whole thing with the wine, where...
Yeah.
I forget. I guess Joffrey, like, wanted Tyrion to go out there and fight with the dwarves, right?
Oh,
is that
right.
What happened?
Yeah.
Is that when that happened? Yeah, I think that's when that... Yeah, it's because that happens before the pie thing. That's right. Is when... Because there's that whole thing where he makes... You know, he makes him get his wine. Well, he pours the wine on Tyrion's head. Yeah. Then he makes him get him more wine, and he drops the cup, and then they go and cut the pie, and then that's when he drinks the wine.
He drinks the wine. And then it all...
Well, he drinks the wine, and he starts to choke a little bit, and nobody's... He thought we were just coughing, but then he starts to choke. People are freaking out, and then he starts to throw up, and... Poisoned. He's been poisoned. Now, if you guys didn't see that scene where he dies,
right.
Wow.
Where he turns purple.
He turns purple. His eyes are bloodshot. He's like bleeding from. It was a little gruesome, but wow.
But it was worth it.
It was totally worth it. Absolutely. Yes, so Joffrey is dead. Thank God. That right. Little bastard had
but
it coming.
Here's the thing, like, as I knew it was coming. I was looking around the table, and there's his younger brother, who will probably... And it's like, he was sort of laughing the same thing Joffrey was laughing at a little bit. And I'm like, ugh, we're going to have Joffrey number two.
Right, so we're going to have Joffrey number two.
Right. But and who had said, was it this episode, or maybe it was the episode before, where they had said that Cersei had went to this fortune teller or whatever, and they said that she was going to outlive all of her children.
I don't remember that.
I know there was something like that.
God, I don't remember that, but wow. That's
not somebody had mentioned. Maybe I'm dreaming it? I don't think
maybe you're dreaming it.
Maybe there's an article.
Maybe you
read that somewhere. Well, that's why she's so controlling because she wants to prove this, you know, and now Joffrey's dead. Jaime and Cersei obviously ran to him.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird because then everyone's like, I mean, Tywin didn't even run to him. Like, he did, but, you know, it's
well,
like...
I think everybody was just shocked what happened,
right.
And...
But it's like his mom and dad ran to him.
Yeah.
Like every...
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
Really
that
obvious.
Was really... Yeah, well, yeah. And then, you know, Cersei's obviously distraught, but then, like, Joffrey's, like, pointing at Tyrion while he's dying, and so...
Right.
Cersei automatically assumes that it's Tyrion who poisoned, or he poisoned him and killed him.
Perhaps,
so
did something
to him to kill him. And so,
well, in that time, Tyrion was looking at the glass.
Yeah,
and I think that's when he realized, oh my God, there's something in here.
I think this was poisoned. Yeah, exactly. So you know, now he's in custody or whatever.
And framed.
Exactly. He's been framed for Joffrey's. Yeah.
Even though if any.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
I mean, there are a few suspects, and I think, and in the midst of all that chaos. That guy, I don't know, the one that gave her the necklace.
What is his name?
Came back and grabbed Sansa. Like,
yeah, he said, like, we need to get out of here
we
right
to,
now.
Yeah.
If you want to live or whatever, we need to get out of here right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah, because,
Sansa's
going to be on, she would have been on the chopping block.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Because if they're going to
Dantos, that's his name, Dantos.
If they're going to frame Tyrion, then they're definitely going to, they're going to go after her, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So, I mean, now... Technically, Margaery is...
Yeah, but that's,
the,
like...
You
the,
know, she's
she
in
is,
charge.
She is the queen,
yeah.
Still?
I mean, they never consummated the marriage, but they are technically married.
Okay, so she's still the queen.
But,
I mean... I don't know how this
Cersei
works.
Is going...
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you have...
Oh, yeah.
Tywin.
I know.
The grandfather. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still...
But
I mean,
then again,
he's
not technically not
he's king. Still the king's hand, I guess. So,
but
yeah,
that doesn't matter.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
That's why it went to Joffrey.
Yeah, I don't know what... Yeah, I mean, I guess it would technically go to the next one, his little brother.
And
so.
Who was definitely there at the wedding.
And that's the first time we've seen him in a while, so...
A long time.
You know, so that makes sense. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And like I said, I've been reading some theories online about who it was, and that whole thing with the necklace is super clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you go back and watch that scene, you see it. Like, yeah, so it's... Yeah.
Well, and in the book, it wasn't a necklace. It was the hair. It was a hair pin or hair. Oh, something.
Okay.
So they, I don't know why they changed
it. See, that's why. That, remember last week we were like, "What is this scene with the necklace? What is? Who cares?"
Because it was kind of a creepy scene. At first, I'm like, "Sansa, run!"
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This guy is gonna kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's just setting it up for something to be there.
Setting it up. So
I don't know. I gotta go back and watch.
Well, you know, we forgot to talk about, you know, that they got rid of Shay. Finally, he finally got Shay to leave.
Or so
we think, yeah. But
because we didn't actually ever see her get on a boat.
Because Cersei knows who she is now, and you know, so because of that, she's probably gonna die. And Shay doesn't really care, but Tyrion's like, you need to leave, and so he's like a total jerk to her, so she will get upset and leave. So I don't know. I think she'll come back.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll come for good. Yeah. So
I think she still has a role to play in in how everything
Especially now that Tyrion's being accused of Joffrey's death. I bet maybe they'll bring her back to torture her or that sort of thing. Especially Cersei. I could see Cersei being that way.
Well, and again, we know that episode 9 is supposed to be a big episode. Yeah. I bet that's when everything comes to blow.
Yeah.
And something, you know, obviously it's Game of Thrones. More deaths.
Exactly. More deaths. Exactly.
But I bet that will be what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this was a great episode. And even though I kind of knew that, I knew that Joffrey was going to die in this episode. I knew it, but I didn't know how he was going to die. And it was still shocking, you know, so... Yeah, I mean, and just reading reactions online, so many people are just so elated that he's dead. So happy. It's just really funny that...
Well, the thing is, now with Joffrey gone, who's the
Cersei. Bad guy? I think Cersei's...
Yeah.
I was talking to one of my coworkers about this, and I was like, I think it's going to be Cersei because she's a full-on bitch. She's like, well, excuse my French, but she's a total cunt bag. She turns into a total cunt bag. It's what he said.
Oh, my God.
To quote one of my coworkers, I apologize for that horrible word.
Wow. But well, it was now we have to mark explicit on the podcast.
It was just really funny.
Damn it.
Because he's read the books, and so we talk about this sometimes. Okay. And we were just talking about, like, who are we going to hate on the show now? And I'm like,
well, I think Ramsay.
That's where Cersei
and Ramsay
absolutely
are right up there.
Yeah.
Well, and then don't forget we have those cannibals or whatever
the
they
cannibals,
are.
The cannibals, I know. There's a lot of people that on this show. So, but yeah, my vote's for Cersei.
Joffrey stood out.
Yeah, Joffrey stood out because he was just sadistic and crazy and just horrible.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, there'll be others to take his place.
I think
Ramsay's right up there.
Ramsay's up there.
But, I mean, well, yeah, and I guess his dad is not around him again. So he's, you know.
Yeah.
He's not on a leash.
Maybe. Nope. He's not afraid to do what he needs to, so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Good. Such a good episode. I'm excited to see, because next week, I think the preview was, we're back with Daenerys.
Yeah, we'll see Daenerys again.
And, obviously, the aftermath. Well? Of the
Yeah.
Because we saw Sansa running.
Yes, and we see Tyrion. I'm sorry.
That's right. All these names.
And I'm tired.
Yeah.
So.
So we saw Tyrion. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So we see, and then I think, he's going to talk more about, I didn't do this.
Could you imagine if, because that'd be kind of a Walking Dead kind of thing.
Yes.
Where it's like, something big happens, and then it's like, oh, we'll see maybe in 2 episodes.
Yes.
You know?
It would be. I know. So.
So, yeah, it'll be good. We'll wrap everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to see Daenerys at the... Marine.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
So it took her an episode to get 163 miles. It's like, how many miles are you away from King's Landing? And come on.
Have they even crossed the sea yet?
No,
they haven't, right? No. So
yeah.
So maybe in 3 or 4 years.
We might not even see her next season.
She's never actually going to get to us.
Right.
She's going to send her dragons.
Right. Well, we know one gets there according to that vision that Bronn had.
Well, Bronn's vision. Exactly. Bronn. Bran.
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 It's ridiculous.
So ridiculous. I know. Anyway, yeah, it was a good episode, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, we want to know what you think. What do you think is going to happen? What do you like about this episode? What maybe did you not like?
How happy were you that Joffrey died? Right. I think everybody was super happy. Yeah, so just, you know, email us, tweet us, Facebook us about it. We're on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay, Twitter, A Gal and a Gay, and our email is agalandagay@gmail.com. So, you know, just send us your thoughts and you know, who do you think did it is my question. Who do you think is behind Joffrey's death? So I'd love to hear your theories and all that good stuff. So yeah, please just email us, tweet us, Facebook us what you think. So
right.
And what you thought of this episode too. So
heck yeah.
Or what do you think's gonna happen this season?
Right.
Really. So
because again, from what I understand, they've been jumping around in some spots, some characters already at the end of the book that they've
exactly.
You know.
So yeah, I'd love to hear your theories. So, that's it. We'll do another podcast next Sunday, next Sunday's episode. So look forward to that. And we'll do another just general podcast coming up this weekend sometime. So talk about all the latest movie, TV, pop culture news that we can find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, a lot of good stuff. So anyway, well, hey, again, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd love for you to rate us in the iTunes.
Yes, please go rate us. And yeah, that's right. And comment, please. We'd love to hear your comments.
And if you have any ideas of any segments or anything
you'd
like
us to talk
about. Yeah,
we'd love to hear that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear that. So please. So that's it. Just go rate us. Good night.
Cool. Have a good week.
Bye.